It's the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria, a trusted name in jewelry. And as we do each and every Wednesday morning here on The Morning Show, we welcome in Dave O'Brien from the Chronicle Telegram. Dave, how are you and your cat doing? I got to ask, because if you follow Dave on Twitter, you'll notice that a certain feline companion has been accompanying Dave in some of his work as of late. So, Dave, how are things going with you, man?
Good. We're good, Rocco. Yeah, that's my... Every time I work from my home office, especially when the weather's bad, the cat seems to always want to crave attention. She is an awful intern who does nothing but sleep and eat all day.
The courts can wait, Dad. Pay attention to me, please. Play with me. Come on, look. See how much fun we're having. I think all of us with pets understand how that goes during these work-from-home times, but great stuff there. So, Dave, the first story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, talking about a redistricting proposal, which could lead to some change as far as districts in Lorain County goes. Kevin Martin had the latest in Tuesday's Chronicle on this one. So what can you tell us about this, Dave?
Yeah, so... This is a situation where Ohio's Redistricting Commission has adopted a Republican proposal. This happened in a 5-2 party line vote, which, if accepted by the Ohio Supreme Court, would basically last the next 4 years and create 57 Republican-leaning districts in the Ohio House to 42 Democratic-leaning districts and a 20-13 Republican majority in the Ohio Senate. Under these proposed maps, Lorain County would have two Democratic-leaning and one Republican-leaning House district and a Democratic-leaning Senate district. So Ohio House District 51 would have parts of Amherst, Avon Lake, Lorain, Sheffield, and Sheffield Lake. Favors Democrats by about 56%. That could potentially benefit current State Rep Joe Miller. District 52 just barely favors Democrats. And that has parts of Elyria, Avon, and North Ridgeville. Currently, that's represented by State Rep Gail Manning. She's a North Ridgeville Republican. That's the one that's considered more of a true toss-up. And then House District 53 would favor Republicans by about 55.5% to about 44.5%. And that would include the southern and western portions of Lorain County, stretching into Erie and Huron counties. That's kind of State Rep Dick Stein's area, the Norwalk Republican. That would favor him keeping his seat. And then the Republicans drew Senate District 13 to just marginally favoring the Democrats. That would cover all of Lorain County, along with portions of Erie and Huron. Now, these are recommended maps. This is a Republican proposal only. Democratic Party has had until Tuesday to formally object. Has called the finished project unconstitutional.
Oh boy!
And called the maps, quote, an insult to Ohio voters that failed to comply with the Ohio Supreme Court's instructions on how to create maps that reflect the statewide preferences of Ohio voters, which tend to run about 54% Republican to 46% Democrat. So the Democrats are already angry about the. About their conclusion that that this is favorable mostly to Republicans. We've seen how some of that has already gone with legal challenges to how redistricting was going to go for United States House seats in the Buckeye State. So we'll see how it goes. I mean, there's still a lot to be done here. Still a lot to digest. Still a lot to fight about. And maybe that's the best way to do it is to have a fight and then come to it's a word that we don't frequently use where we come to an understanding between the two parties that seems to happen so infrequently in this state when you have the two major parties fighting tooth and nail with each other. Over sometimes the most minor issue.
You aren't lying.
Consensus, I guess, is maybe what I was looking for.
There you go. Well, yeah, this will certainly be something to keep an eye on, David, and thanks to you for updating us on the latest with that. Again, you can read through Kevin's story in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram, and I highly suggest doing so. Some good stuff in here, some good quotes in there as well, so make sure you check that out. Another story I wanted to talk about here with you this morning, Dave, actually one that you had in Tuesday's edition of the Chronicle Telegram. Our area looking for poll workers this year, being 2022, and again, you had the latest here.
Yeah, so again, in dealing with our representative democracy that we have, National Poll Worker Recruitment Day, which I didn't know existed. that was actually Tuesday, and the Lorain County Board of Elections used that opportunity that day to encourage prospective poll workers to sign up and help ensure that elections run smoothly. There are two major ones coming up, one primary on May 3rd. And then, obviously, the 2022 general election in November. Lorain County needs more than 1,000 poll workers each election day. They are paid a minimum of $150, including for the time it's spent to train them. And then they are either asked to work at a polling location on one of those election days, or potentially as, you know, drivers, or potentially as you know, set up and breakdown, you know, people. You know, who go in and actually set up the you know, the voting machines and then break them down at the end of the night as runners, as kind of, you know, collecting things and shuffling equipment back and forth here and there, that kind of thing. Any number of jobs that might be involved in that. And Elections Director Paul Adams basically said, hey, every time we open the polls, we need 1,000 people, another 100, you know, help the day before the elections, helping, again, to set up the polls. Get equipment delivered, set up for the poll workers when they arrive, make sure they have all their, you know, all their materials and equipment. So, yeah, so it's there's an opportunity to make a little bit of money, to do your civic duty, and two informational Zoom meetings are going to be held, you know, two socially distanced digital meetings will be held online, one on February 17th, one on February 22nd. To participate, you can go to VoteLorainCountyOhio.gov, that's VoteLorainCountyOhio.gov, and sign up for one of those two meetings. There's an orange button that visitors can click on. And yeah, the 2022 primary election is May 3rd, and the general election is November 8th. Polls are open from 6:30 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. each day.
Well, that'll be here before you know it, and wow, I underestimated exactly how many poll workers you need to have this thing go down. I mean, it makes sense when you think about the numbers and how many people come out to vote and everything like that, but wow, a lot of workers needed, and again, you said it, Dave, you can go to VoteLorainCountyOhio.gov, again, VoteLorainCountyOhio.gov, and that big orange button is there for you to click it and sign up, so good stuff there. Again, Dave O'Brien, our guest from the Chronicle Telegram on the Local Beat with O'Brien, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Last story I want to talk about here with you this morning, Dave, actually a computer scam, or an online scam, I guess you could call it. Elyria police are warning us of a scam that almost got quite a chunk of change from one of our residents. So what can you tell us about this?
So this is a little bit scary, and I know that I, along with a lot of other citizens and people out there who, you know, we don't look kindly on people who try to take advantage of other people, especially financially.
Right.
You know, so this is a situation where a 74-year-old Elyria resident was working on their computer just about a week ago, and they got multiple notifications of viruses and Trojan spyware on their computer. They were given a 1-800 number that was ostensibly for Microsoft, but when they called it, somebody with a foreign accent told them to send $20,000 cash. Oof. To an address in order to get the computer cleaned of the virus. And so this person, thinking that that was their only opportunity and this was legitimate, arranged to send the money overnight. But after they did, became concerned, reported things to police. Elyria police and the package carrier and other law enforcement were able to intercept the package and were able to return it to the victim. Incident remains under investigation. And basically the moral of this story is, if somebody contacts you and says that you owe them money, absolutely double check and make sure that this is legitimate. Never, never, never try to pay your utility bills, your credit card bills, hospital bills with gift cards that you buy at your local pharmacy. That is not a legitimate way, and no court system that I have ever run into, no police department that I have ever run into accepts gift cards, and most of them do not, you know, some do, but others do not accept, you know, cash up front to ensure that you will not be taken to jail. All right. If something sounds too good to be true, 99.999% repeating, it is absolutely too good to be true. And you need to check with the authorities. You need to call a legitimate number. You need to talk with somebody, talk with your attorney, talk with your tax preparer. You know, call the police department non-emergency line and say, hey, somebody's trying to get $10,000 from me or any number of hundreds or thousands of dollars. Is this legitimate? I'm going to tell you, 9 times out of 10, it is not. Call the proper authorities and report this behavior, report this activity. We can help take these scammers down, make it so that they cannot steal your hard-earned money.
Yeah, that's great advice there, Dave. And honestly, this is kind of a lucky situation, because normally once you send out $20,000 or whatever it might be to those scammers, you don't see that ever again. You don't get that back. So thankfully with this situation, the woman was able to get the $20,000 back. But yeah, that's scary stuff. And they normally do try to scare you into thinking it's an overpaid bill or perhaps even, you know, jail time if you don't send that money. They try all sorts of things. So you always got to be on the lookout. And Dave, your advice is spot on. If it's that large a sum of cash, double check on that and make sure that that's a legitimate thing. Dave, I want to move right along here. What are you and your colleagues over at the Chronicle Telegram working on this week as far as upcoming stories go? What's interesting and happening around Lorain County?
Well, you can read about how the mayors of Elyria and Lorain took a trip to Washington, D.C., and we're going to get a report on how their trip went. How that went for Mayor Frank Whitfield and for Mayor Jack Bradley. And also the Lorain County Auditor's Office announced changes in tax rates. And unfortunately, I got to break it to you, Lorain County, you're going to end up paying a bit more in taxes, mostly due to the fact that property values have gone up. And there's also some other, you know, there's also some other details on that. We'll have a nice graphic from our graphics department to explain just where everybody kind of sits and where they you know, how much more they're going to pay, and you'll see that all in the Chronicle Telegram print edition today, and also at ChronicleT.com.
Chronicle Telegram or the digital e-edition at ChronicleT.com, the two places to go to find out with the latest around Lorain County. All right, Dave, we can close out as we do each and every week here on The Local Beat, again brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. What do you have for me as far as a scanner story goes?
Well, this one starts off pretty bad, but turns into something pretty comical. So please don't turn your attention away. Don't blame me. But again, from the folks over at Northeast Ohio Scanner on Twitter, Dateline South Euclid, motor vehicle crash, location withheld. Woman states that she ran over a pit bull and took it, injured animal, into her car. However, and I quote, "This was no pit bull, just a big snowy bush." Unquote.
Dave, oh my gosh. You had me in the first half there. You had me in the first half. I'm not going to lie. Oh my gosh. Well, yeah, that certainly turned out for the best right there. That could have been our darkest scanner story yet. Whew. Well, crisis avoided. Watch out for those snowy bushes. They'll get you. Dave, thank you very much for joining us here this morning on The Local Beat. Again, brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers on East Broad Street in Elyria. Have a safe rest of the week, man. I'll look forward to catching up with you again next week.
Will do, Rocco. Stay warm out there. It's supposed to get real cold.
Oh, yeah. Will do. Same to you, man. We'll see you then.
All right. Take care.